This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents, Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. A proposed recall petition has been filed with the Tuscola County Clerk's Office for three City of Caro Council members. A clarity factual hearing will be conducted on Tuesday, December 16th at 8 a.m. by the County's Election Commission. The proposed recall is for council members Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Heedy. There was also a proposed recall filed against Council Trustee Charlotte Kish, but because she is currently serving her last year of a four-year term, she is not subject to recall, explained County Clerk Jody Fetting. The reason listed for the recall is the same on all three petitions. The petition says that White, Parker, and Heedy are to be recalled for violation of the Caro City Charter Section 5.9 for failure to vacate a vacant council seat within 60 days. The petition for recall was filed by City resident Shane Polega. The hearing will be conducted in Tuscola's Probate Family Courtroom in the courthouse at 440 North State Street, M81, Caro. The county's election commission consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, Probate Judge Nancy Thane, and Treasurer Ashley Bennett. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented on the petition is clear and of a factual basis. If it is, then the next step is for the recall petitioner to gather signatures of registered voters in the city. If the election commission deems the language on the proposed recall is not clear and or factual, that stops the recall effort. This is the second time that petitions have been filed in an effort to recall some Caro Council members. Those targeted in the first recall attempt were Karen Schneider, who is the Caro City Mayor, and for Council Member Emily Campbell. The Election Commission deemed the language on those proposed recall petitions were not clear and or not factual, which stopped that recall process. A 33-year-old Imlay City man remains in critical condition after his Chevrolet Equinox rear-ended a converted military-style truck Thursday evening in Goodland Township. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, the collision happened on Brown City Road, just north of Kohler Road, around 6 p.m. The Equinox became partially wedged under the Stewart Stephen truck, which was hauling crops, before veering off the roadway and striking a tree. Firefighters had to free the driver from the wreckage using hydraulic tools. He was first taken to McLaren-Lapeer region and later transferred to Corwell Health Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. The 31-year-old driver of the military vehicle, also from Imlay City, was not hurt. Deputies said the larger truck had working taillights and displayed a slow-moving vehicle emblem. Investigators do not believe speed or alcohol were factors, and the Sheriff's Office continues to investigate with assistance from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And Walmart has decided to rearrange the retail universe once again, and Michigan shoppers are about to feel it, whether they shop once a month or treat the place like a second home. Newsbreak reported that the Big Blue Giant is pulling back on self-checkout while tinkering with who gets to use it. Shoppers across Michigan are splitting into two camps, those who have always despised self-checkout and those who would rather scale the Mackinac Bridge in a blizzard than chit-chat with a cashier. Walmart's 2026 plan throws both groups into the same fluorescent lit arena. Michigan Walmarts are making a major change to the checkout process, and some stores will keep a few kiosks, but only for tiny baskets or customers who behave like responsible adults, and other locations may rip them out entirely and go back to staffed lanes. And we will be right back with your national and international news after this brief commercial from our sponsor.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare Managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we are back with your national and international news. A newly announced TSA fee for certain travelers, continued climate-related flooding in the Pacific Northwest, and projections of higher health premiums are combining to underscore the financial and logistical pressure facing U.S. households this winter. This is as consumer groups and policy advocates push for clearer communication and targeted relief for vulnerable communities. Eurovision 2024 winner Nemo has said they will return their trophy in protest over Israel's continued participation in the contest, arguing that the current situation conflicts with the event's stated values, and a move that has reignited debate over whether cultural showcases should remain separate from international political disputes.